So now we've focused on the water you drink, the food you eat, the air you breathe. You know something else you should be doing? You should be juicing. Now, back in the mid-90s when Carrico brought out the juicer, I thought it was a great idea because I tasted the juice at convention. But it wasn't a big deal to me. You know, I thought, well, whatever, you know, it's okay. Tastes good. And so I didn't juice for about a year. And then I realized that I wasn't selling any juices because I didn't believe in it. Again, once you're convinced, you're convincing. If you're using the cookware, using the water filter, using the air filter, you will sell the product. If you're using the juicer, I was going to say every day, but I'm on the road sometimes. So I would say a minimum of 5 times a week and many weeks, all 7 days. Think of it. Think of the benefits of juicing if it becomes a part of your life. Look at the way you eat today. I'm going to give you a little background on my life and some great friends of mine, how they eat. My life being an Italian, I grew up in an Italian home. My mother, God bless her, she was a very special woman. She made the predominant food that we made at home, or she made at home, was fried foods, meat, pasta, and our only raw food would be a little bit of salad. And the small amount of vegetables that she made, she would boil the daylights out of them. So you're high in meat, high in acidity, high in fried foods, and high in carbs, pasta. What about vegetables? Well, you look at the average individual, which would have been me all my life. Very little vegetables, and the vegetables that I ate were always overcooked until I got into the cookware business. But for the average person, no vegetables or very little and always overcooked. Then, you introduce something like juicing into your life. You know what the benefits of juicing? I got to tell you a story of a guy I met 4 years ago. His name was Jim DeWitt. He even wrote our company a letter. If you'd like a copy of it, request it from the office and we will get you a copy. Jim DeWitt I met and I was going to sell a juicer too. And he was talking with a little kind of funny speech. I was having a difficult time understanding him. And I thought he had a hair lip. And that's why he was difficult to get his words out. And I said to him about juicing, and he said, "You don't have to tell me about juicing, Jerry." I said, "Why is that, Jim?" He said, "I, 2 years or 3 years ago, got cancer. And I got cancer of the tongue and my glands. And they removed my tongue and my glands. They cut me open from from my nose all the way down to the bottom of my throat and removed glands. They removed my tongue. And they had to rebuild my tongue with skin grafts from my thigh and my arm." And he says, "I'll tell you my story." And of course, I was all ears. And Jim said to me, he said, "Jerry, I went into St. Margaret's Hospital in Toronto because there was a lump in my throat and to get the results. They told me that day that I had the cancer and that they would be removing my tongue in 2 weeks. As you can expect, that was devastating." He said, "I had this little cheap juicer that I had at home that I'd never used, but I knew the benefits of juicing. So I started off with that and I started pushing the vegetables through and I started juicing 3 times a day. And he says, I literally, after 2 weeks, felt the toxins coming out of my system because I was juicing so much, preparing my body to get strong. And I'll tell you in a few minutes why the body gets stronger. But he says, I was preparing my body to get strong and to get as many toxins out of my body as I possibly could. And when I did that, I went in, they removed my tongue, and they told me that the operation would be terrible. But what is even worse is the 6 weeks of radiation treatment after. And I could not eat, and they told me I might never be able to eat again through my mouth. And they put a tube in my stomach, and I would have to inject the stuff that I had to inject into my stomach was that stuff you buy at the pharmacy called Ensure. And he says, you know, I got out of the hospital, and the only thing that I did different than all the other patients was when I got home, I injected not only Ensure into my body, I injected 4 times a day juice. I would make a cocktail of carrot, apple, parsley, garlic, ginger, and he had this full recipe that he would use. And he says, my skin grafts healed remarkably. My doctor couldn't believe it. He goes, I literally started, he says, the body's amazing. I literally started after a long period of time, started to be able to actually taste through a tongue that was man-made by skin. They told me I most likely would lose teeth and have huge sores, canker sores in my mouth. And I did not lose any teeth. And I did not get the sores in my mouth. He said, I will juice for the rest of my life. I believe it gave me the strength to be the most fastest curing patient or recovery patient that was in my support group at St. Margaret's. And, you know, that inspired me. And he, of course, now owns a Carico juicer. And he couldn't believe the difference. And I'm going to tell you the differences now because it took so much work to do what he did with that little juicer. And when he got ours, he said, Jerry, this is a juicer like no other juicer. And here's why. Here's what makes a great juicer. Or here's, first of all, why you should juice. First of all, do you know how many times you're supposed to be able to chew your food before you swallow? And by the way, nobody does it. You're supposed to chew your food 50 times. Now, have you ever tried that? Just go ahead and try, pretend that you're chewing just 10 times, how long that is. Most people, including myself, will chew 1, 2, 3, swallow. See, by chewing your food, chewing breaks the food down. The saliva helps break it down as well for it to be easier to digest. Now the cooked food that you've eaten takes 2 to 3 to 4 hours to get through your system, and 70% of the value of the food is used up in digesting alone. And none of it's raw. It's all, most of the time. I would say that even the average Canadian, the only raw food that they ever eat most of the time is maybe a little salad. And I have so many of my great Filipino friends that they, you know, we're talking about the similarities between the Italian diet, which is my diet, and their diet. And I says, think of it. I says, you know, look at the predominant foods in your diet. It's high in fried foods, fish and meat, and rice, which is a carb. Where's the vegetables? Well, you know what? If you got too much rice, if you got too much pasta, it helps promote diabetes because it turns into sugar. You got too many fried foods, you got higher cholesterol. You got higher blood pressure problems. What's the Cancer Society say? You should eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. Well, most people, let's face it, they're not going to change their diet. And that's not because I'm being negative. It's just because it's been what your ancestors have been doing for thousands of years, and it's ingrained. You grew up that way. So how are you going to change it? Well, let me tell you, let's take any vegetable, but let's pick on the carrot. If you take a carrot, the fiber that holds a carrot together has no vitamins and minerals in it. What the fiber is good for is to sweep out your intestines. But it's not like you're going to stop eating and replace eating with juicing. Juicing is a supplement. It does not, now hear my words, it does not replace eating. It only supplements your nutrients. So here's what you do. You take this carrot, and inside this carrot, or if this was broccoli or any vegetable, inside a vegetable is 90 to 95% juice. And the juice, the trillions of bubbles of juice, is the life force of the vegetable. From the sun, God, air, the dirt, you create this vegetable. The fiber, I call it the house, it holds it together. The juice inside, now that's the power. That's the enzymes, that's the minerals, and that's the vitamins. So now, when you take a good juicer like ours, and you push that vegetable through, and it goes off into the bucket, the pulp, and the juice goes out the other side, and you drink this juice, it goes into your mouth, straight into your bloodstream, in 10 minutes, right through your stomach walls, no digestion, no work for the body to get the vitamins. You have it in your bloodstream in 10 minutes without digestion. And it's alive. Let me tell you. Yesterday morning, because this morning when I rushed down here, I just got up really early and I took off. But usually, 99% of the time, even if I'm in a hurry, because it only takes 5 minutes, yesterday morning, I was on my way to work, and I get up and I go straight to the juicer. Now, when you juice, okay, and you use a great juicer, it is easy to clean, and that is important. Now, most juicers, the small juicers that you buy today in a store, most people will have like those Braun's and all sorts of different small juicers. They're anywhere from $60, $70 to $200. There's even some that are between $200 and $350. Well, you'll find here's the big problem with them. First of all, warranty-wise, they only have a year warranty on the motor. You know, I've met a lot of people in the last 10 years that, you know, their motor burns out because they're using their juicer a lot. And they're forced to have to send it back to the States as long as it's within the year, pay for the shipment there, then wait 2 to 6 months for it to come back. And if it's within the warranty rules, get it back. Our juicer, one of the most powerful juicers you can buy, guaranteed fully for 10 years. After that, replace at half price. Can be replaced right here in Canada. If the motor goes on it, it's replaced within a day, 2 days, depending on shipping time and so on and so forth. Then, our juicer, it's easy to clean. It has 4 or 5 little pieces, depending on the unit, and it snaps open and cleans very, very easily and quickly. Has the big basket at the back, which you could put a plastic bag in it. So now when you're done juicing, just tie the bag and throw it out. You don't even have to clean the basket. And when you push a hard, you could put pineapple through. You don't have to peel it. The only thing that you need to peel when you're juicing is oranges and grapefruit. See, oranges and grapefruit, the orange part or the yellow part, on the skin, the top of the skin, has a real bitter taste to it. And it's got these oils that are just not good. It doesn't feel good inside your stomach. But everything else can be juiced with the skin. And it's even healthier with the skin on. And when you're suggesting to your clients to juice each and every day, think of this, okay? Think of even my average morning when I juice. I'll juice about 4 to 5 carrots, 1 apple. Now remember this as you're telling your clients. The only vegetable that you, only fruit that you can put with vegetables is apple. Other than that, fruit stays with fruit, vegetables stay with vegetables. See, if you're doing oranges, you want some pleasing drinks that are very healthy and high in vitamin C and totally good for you, a pleasing, peel your oranges very thinly, just enough to get the orange out, but leave the white end, very healthy. I like a orange and a grapefruit mixed together, maybe with a little strawberry or two with it. Oh, awesome drink. Tastes phenomenal. Or, you know, pineapple. Let's say if a person's got gout, pineapple's attributes are designed to reduce inflammation. Pineapple's very, very good for you, but a pleasing drink for kids, pineapple and strawberries, or just pineapple, fantastic. Just cut the top off, cut it up into your slices, wash it well first, and put it through with the skin and everything on. With an inexpensive juicer, it'll burn the motor right out. With a super powerful juicer, it'll go through like nothing. Now, if you think of my average morning, which my average morning is 4 to 5 carrots, an apple, a half a beet. Beets are good to clean out the liver. A red pepper, which has more vitamin C in it, more vitamins and minerals than an orange. Very, very healthy. And sometimes I'll do a celery. And I'll drink a 12-ounce glass of that every morning. Now, you tell me, any person in this country that will eat 5 raw carrots a day, a red pepper raw, a half a beet raw, an apple in one sitting, or even in a day, or even in a week, or even in a month. Well, when you become a regular juicer, you know what? The thing that I was listening to the other day, actually, Tony Robbins was talking about alkalinity and acidity. We need both in our bodies. We need acidity and we need alkalinity. But most people's bodies are unbalanced. They have too much acidity, so they get too much cholesterol. And true story, I went and got my cholesterol checked. I was at 7.8, which is high. Hey, there's some people that are even higher than that. But that's high. And I read in the Juice Man book that by having a nice carrot, apple drink mixture with a few other vegetables is fabulous for bringing down high blood pressure and cholesterol. Well, it worked for me. I tested myself. After 10 months of juicing, I went back to the doctor. My cholesterol was 5.1. Juicing has made a big difference in my life. I still have a friend in Saskatchewan. I sent him a juicer. He has high blood pressure. He was 47 years old at the time. He was a bigger guy. And I said, start juicing. It helps reduce high blood pressure. He started juicing. It reduced the high blood pressure. He got off the pills. For him, it was a lifesaver. So juicing can make a difference in your life tremendously. I cannot state exactly what it's going to do for each and every individual to the amount of percentage it'll bring down something for you. But I will say this, that you don't have to be a doctor to figure out that if you become someone that juice and you juice 5 carrots and an apple and a red pepper in the morning with a beet or half a beet, and it goes into your bloodstream raw and full of enzymes, full of life in the morning, you're going to be stronger. I go into the shower and I get full of life. And then I come out, I eat something with a little bit of protein. Sometimes I have a little bit of peanut butter and a multigrain piece of bread. So now I've got a little juice and a little bit of protein. I don't have to eat lunch till 12 to 2 o'clock. And it helps fight against diseases, against cancers. It helps keep your immune system strong. Juicing is vital. Now, we have three different juicers. One of them, two of them are the same, exact same look. One's just white and the other one's charcoal. And these juicers have the mouth where the plunger pushes, in comparison to store-bought juicers, is quite big. And they're super powerful. Now, we came out with a year ago, which I just upgraded to this size of juicer just recently, which is our stainless steel model. Well, the stainless steel model is terrific because it's stainless steel. I mean, it's going to cost a little more, but I mean, I have stainless steel appliances at home and they cost a little more. But what really makes it great is that the mouth on it, where you put an apple in, a small apple can go in whole. In the other juicers, you have to cut it in half and sometimes a little bit more. But all of the juicers have the same power. They're all super powered, creating a very thin juice and tremendous health for you and your family. You want the fountain of youth, you should juice. It only makes sense that if you can put these products in your body, I mean, products meaning the vegetables that are raw in your body. And it's so nice because in the morning, one glass, bang, it's down. Then you go about your day and eat your day like you normally would. And you've done a lot for yourself.